This is the Four Wheel Parts Down and Dirty Show Off-Road Edition, powered by Polaris Razor. We're taking it back to the roots, getting dirty and covering all things off-road, because pavement, well, that's for It's gloves off, in your face, on the edge, and the way off-road should be. We're your definitive source for all things dirt.
4WP is more than a store. We're truck and Jeep experts and have been for over 50 years. From wheel and tire upgrades to full custom builds, 4WP has you covered. Whether you want to order the best parts online or shop in-store, do the work yourself, or get it done by a pro, all roads lead to 4WP. Do your rig right. Shop online or find your store at 4WP.com.
Welcome to this week's Four Wheel Parts Down and Dirty Show Off-Road Edition, powered by Polaris Razor. I'm Jim Beaver here, just getting off a bender of a weekend. I was on site at Crannon for the Community Cup event, calling the live stream. Hopefully you guys joined us over there on Crannon's website, my website, Racer Magazine's website, UTV Underground, live stream. I don't know, man. We were all over the place, all over the internet, and had a ton of fun calling the action. Some great racing. And, you know, thought we need to dedicate an entire podcast talking about what we saw at Crannon. I got a lot of storylines, but instead of me telling you all these storylines myself, I'm bringing in my partner in crime, Tiffany Stone, and we are going to get to the bottom of all the action that happened at Crannon and talk about the upcoming 50th anniversary as well. Amazing, amazing event this past weekend. We'll get to that momentarily. Before we do that, though, want to ask you guys, please, if you haven't already, go over to iTunes, subscribe to the Down and Dirty Show, and please leave a rating or review. 1 through 5 stars won't tell you how to do it. Please, though, do that. It really helps us out, in the charts. And if you want to leave a review, leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the view. And when I see it in the review in iTunes, I will follow you back on social media. Speaking of social media, I am at JimBeaver15. Please check me out on all forms of social media. And you know, make sure and check out our title sponsor here on the show, Four Wheel Parts, as well. Cranking out all kinds of content there at Four Wheel Parts. You know, they've got Four Wheel Parts the dirt. They're doing all kinds of off-road journalism and you know features, builds, just some great stuff all happening over there at Four Wheel Parts. So thank you for the support, Four Wheel Parts. And yeah, man, we are going to get rocking and rolling with things. Flipping the script this week, we're going to do the off-road show first. We're going to do the national show second. So if you're tuning into this show and you haven't already checked out the national show, guests this week going to be Formula Drifts Ryan Turk, coming off a big win at the Wall in New Jersey. Always fun to catch up with Turk. We got my good friend Steve Arpin, who is, you know, obviously racing rallycross. I think he's also going to do a dirt late model this next week. And we got Power Rankings with Chris Leone, and I'll probably talk a little bit more about Crannon as well. So if you want any of these shows, they're all the same RSS feed on iTunes. If you don't tune in nationally or live on our website at downanddirtyshow.com, you can get them all at iTunes. Please go over there, rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. All right, I am going to take a quick break, and when we roll back, it's going to be Uncut with Tiffany Stone right here on the Four Wheel Parts Down and Dirty Show Off-Road Edition, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you, but you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Anywhere is possible. It's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire's wide variety of tires for whatever it is that you drive. Whether you're looking for off-road capability balanced with impressive on-road performance or ultra-high performance offering all-season traction designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has what you need to get where you're going. General Tire, providing Anywhere is Possible with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Do you race or are you a weekend warrior? Have you checked on the date on your helmet recently? Don't get caught off guard by using an outdated helmet. Impact Racing, the leader in motorsport safety, has new SA 2015 helmets to fit your budget. Whether you're looking for a helmet with a full carbon fiber shell to take you to victory at the Indy 500, or just looking for some helmets for a weekend at Glamis, Impact Racing has a helmet for you. Find out more information at ImpactRaceProducts.com or on Facebook at Impact Safety.
Super ATV is the industry leader in aftermarket UTV and ATV parts and accessories. Super ATV products are designed, engineered, tested, and manufactured right here by Super ATV. Whether you're looking to upgrade your suspension, get stronger axles, or you're looking for a new winch to get you out of a tough spot, Super ATV has what you're looking for. And since we know you're in a hurry, we offer fast, free shipping to the lower 48 states on all orders. Visit superatv.com now and get your UTV or ATV dialed in.
All right, I'd like to welcome my guests this week to the 4Wheel Parts Down and Dirty Show Off-Road Edition, powered by Polaris Razor. Normally she's on the national show, but I'm grabbing her and pulling her over into the podcast this week because we got a lot to talk about. Crandon this past weekend. I guess I could actually give the full spiel just because I was on air for two straight days and said it a million times. The 26th annual Forest County Pottawatomie Brush Run at Crandon International Off-Road Raceway. Anyways, yeah, that race, it happened this last weekend. And my good friend T-Stone was there with me. Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Yes, I think I heard you say that at least 17 billion times.
17 billion. Well, that's a little light. I was thinking like 18 billion, but yeah, we were at Crandon. I always like it. You know, obviously T-Stone and I were part. We've got our little traveling family. We get to see everybody and have a good time. But Crandon is, I don't know, it's one of my favorite events of the year, whether it be the June one or Labor Day. And I don't know. I mean, I always feel like Crandon, T-Stone, it's like, you know, the people that are there, they're diehard short course fans. I mean, there's still a grip load of people there. I mean, you know, but like you go to Labor Day and if you were to go to June, you'd be like, oh, this sucks. But like the actual big picture view of this, it's still an insane crowd that shows up for June Crandon.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, you know, it's always cool because it's still pretty packed. You know, you don't see too much open space on the grass or anything. And it's just, it's cool because it's a hit or miss with weather. You know, obviously it rained out, but then it just got beautiful on actual, you know, Saturday and Sunday. But I like Crandon too, because you can still get the vibe without being, if you don't like huge, huge crowds, you can still have the same type of vibe.
Yeah, it's, yeah. I guess if you're claustrophobic, the June one would probably be the better Crandon for you to go to. And that being said, with the 50th coming up, I think it's going to be, like, from everything we were hearing, like, I think the 50th at Labor Day is just going to be off the chain.
Oh, my gosh. I'm excited for that one. A lot of the drivers were saying that they had a lot of cool things that they were doing and bringing up for the 50th. And, you know, Marty was talking about the 50th and just other things that were happening. And so I'm excited. And, you know, it seems like it's far away, like, oh, you know, it's not even summer yet. And that's the end of summer. But I just feel like that whole time flies by. And next thing you know, we'll be back in Crandon for the 50th eating cheese curds upon cheese curds and chicken wings.
Chicken wings and cheese curds. Yeah. And talking about that, Johnny Greaves. I think you and I are both a little frustrated to this guy. I mean, he had a great weekend, but he kept teasing us, T-Stone. Like, he kept saying he's got something big in the pipeline for he's got something in the pipeline for the 50th. Like, he teased it, like multiple times, but he would not give us any inkling of what he's got up his sleeve for the 50th. Like, I think me, you, and everybody in attendance at Crandon was looking at Johnny like, come on, man, you got to give us more to go through. And he just had that typical Johnny Greaves grin.
No, and exactly. And he's like, you guys will just have to wait. You will just have to wait. You just will have to wait. So it's kind of cool. You know, I'm excited just to see what he's going to come out with. So,
yeah, definitely. Well, I know, you know, I know we didn't even talk about the weather. I know last year, like, we went back there to Crandon and,
It was crazy. I mean, that was when we had that iconic picture of CJ Greaves where everything was literally like caked on his helmet. Like the mud was so thick, his eyes were just like bloodshot red because he had a race with a shield up and everything else. And then, you know, we go from that last year to this year where rain came in on Friday. And I think everybody thought, oh man, another muddy Crandon. Well, then like the racing gods were upon us or something. Like the sun came out on Saturday. And then I was like, oh, well, we're going to get sun on Saturday, which means Sunday's going to be a train wreck, right? We never got any of the rain all weekend, and even, you know, everybody there was just like, man, these are some of the best conditions we've ever had at Crandon. Like, I mean, it was, like, beautiful, Tiff.
No, I was so excited. Honestly, like, we were just, you know, you're just saying, I was nervous. When I was going through the pits on Friday talking to people, you know, I was like, so what do you feel about this rain? And a lot of people were upset because, you know, practice got canceled and then qualifying. They're like, we're still going to go straight into racing. This is what's going to happen. And it was, you know, cool to kind of see everything. Because even Saturday morning, right before we were starting at 10 a.m., you know, I walked out there with my boots on and it was super slick and just mucky and gross. And then just obviously, you know, the classics and the 4x4s came out and they kind of just – evened it out a little bit. Of course, Jeff Nordstrom and the rest of the track guys got it pretty good. And then just after time, you know, it just got better and better to on Sunday, there was a lot of blue groove that you could see. So that just goes to show you how mucky and yucky the perfect to blue groove to just like nice. Overall, I thought the track was great.
Yeah, it was a beautiful track, and I know. Before we get into kind of talking about some of the races and some of the stuff that happened, I gotta say you I think had to have been pretty excited because I know, the past couple of years, you know, you and I both know in this industry, like our jobs change on sometimes on a daily basis, whatever hat we're wearing, stuff like that. But like this year, you know, for Crandon, you were back in your element, Tiff. You were doing all the podium interviews. You know, you were doing the behind-the-scenes stuff. Like, you were in your element. How good did it feel to be at Crandon and be back, like T-Stone getting to do her thing?
It was awesome. So, yes, a big shout-out and thank you to Marty and Tina and everybody over there for having me be back. And it was nice just because that's kind of where the whole off-road started 5 years ago for me. So I started that when it was the Torque Series. And so going through all that and going through the emotions again and stuff, it was really cool. And to see a lot of the guys get excited. And I feel like when you have a good rapport with the drivers, it's nice because they know I'm never going to make them look bad at all. And all I ever want to do is for the sport to grow and for them to grow as drivers. And it's cool to see, you know, like little Easton Sleeper too. Now he's 13 years old. At first he was 9, you know, and then like Johnny Holter is 6'3" now. And
kid is crazy tall.
Super tall. And then he comes out of there and I'm like, oh, and I even said it too on air. I was like, whoa, I completely forgot how tall you were.
Yeah, stop growing. Like you're not going to be able to fit in a race car if you keep this up, dude.
Yeah, pretty much. And like, I don't know. It was awesome, and I felt great being back out there. And then you and I and Brent have worked together so often, so it was just nice overall.
Yeah, and I know things had kind of a different feel to it. Like, I think, you know, drivers, like, this was a little bit different the way they did the live stream this year. Obviously, we moved into the barn. I know Yokohama kind of stepped up, title sponsor of the barn. That was something new there. A big change of pace from years previously when BFG was involved. But, you know, just a different presence. This Crandon, I felt like, had a different feel. And I you know, and you want to say this was, like, kind of a dry run for the 50th. But like, me being there at Crandon, I just felt like this year, you know, and I've been going to Crandon for a few years now, but I felt like this year, just the fans, everything else, there was a little bit of a buzz. There was a little bit of excitement in the air with the drivers, the fans, and everything else. Like, you know, like everybody knows something's big is coming Labor Day, but I felt like just the buzz around this event was a little bit different than years past.
Yeah, it was cool to see everything. You know, I thought it was kind of fresh. You know, is that okay to say fresh? Like,
yeah,
you're saying like the buzz was cool, everything. It just seemed like things were going in the right direction.
Yeah, no, I completely completely agree with you. Yeah, there was just like everybody was, it was exciting, you know, and there was smiles on everybody's faces. And you know, and that being said, well, we got to kind of switch gears here and talk about the races. Well, I guess the one we want to talk about last, but we've almost got to talk about it first because it's like the big elephant in the room right now that we haven't even touched base on, was our good friend Keegan Kincaid, you know, and I know like this story, and you talked with the family and the people more than I did, but like, you know, Keegan, obviously he lost his very, very close friend, Steve. I had the opportunity to interview Keegan earlier in the week, and we were, you know, last week, and we didn't really talk about it much because I knew it was kind of an emotional topic. You know, we just kind of more talked about the race and things like that. But, you know, everybody kind of knew going into this weekend, like everybody in Crandon, like this was just, it's been an emotional couple of weeks for everybody in the area, you know. This is somebody that was really loved. And, you know, Keegan, I think, went into this weekend, and obviously I think, you know, he swept the weekend. Obviously, if you're tuning into this, you know that already. Won both Pro 2 races and the Cup race. We'll talk about those in a minute. But that first race win, Tiff, when you went and did that interview, I mean, Keegan was crying. You were crying. Everybody was crying. I was crying in the booth. Like, I don't think there was a dry eye at that entire racetrack. You know, I think there was 20,000 people there that were all teared up.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, the crazy thing is during that whole moment, you know, a lot of people didn't know what was going on with me. Only a few people knew kind of what was going on with me. So it's always hard for me to watch somebody cry, especially a grown man, you know, who has children, and just anybody in general. It's hard for me to watch them cry. And then knowing Steve as well, and knowing Tyler, his brother, and knowing kind of what like that whole group means to Keegan. Like, there's even a joke about how, like, I talked to them and, you know, I kind of did it for them a little bit nonchalantly this weekend. It's just, you know, so tell me how you feel, or how do you feel? And like, they would always cheer for me because it was a running joke, you know, when somebody says something and you take a drink. Well, they wanted to make it that. And so it was cool. And that's the thing. And it just shows what the community does and how Keegan felt about it. And I'm glad that it, you know, was nice for him and it came together, and it shows that sometimes family is really what's important.
Yeah. You know, and he just honestly, that run that he had, well, in all three races, Tiff, I mean, it was a magic weekend for Keegan Kincaid. And I think, you know, obviously we've got, you know, the thing with Steve going on, you know, and I think there was a little more like, hey, we need to win this thing. You know, there was a little bit more determination, not that Keegan's ever not determined to win a race, but watching that effort that he had, like, I think when he looks back on his career, and I mean, we're a long time from that thing being over, but this particular weekend, this is going to stand out as one of the most remarkable moments in his career, I think. I mean, what he did was so rare. To, you know, it's hard enough to sweep a weekend in your class, but then to go into a Cup race and be in a Pro 2, which is inferior to a Pro 4 in a Cup race, and actually win that Cup race. I mean, it's a big deal anytime a Pro 2 wins, but to take two other wins as well, and, you know, and they were dominating wins. I mean, he literally got the whole shot, never looked back. I mean, it was absolute pure dominance by Keegan Kincaid this weekend. Like, Tiff, I mean, I look back and I think, you know, we saw Menzies do it a few years ago, and it was a dominating weekend by Bryce, I think, at Labor Day Crandon. But, I mean, you know, those two performances, like, I don't know that we've seen that in so, so long at Crandon. I mean, Keegan was just, he was next level good this weekend.
Exactly. And I've seen Keegan drive, and you know, he's been a great driver throughout the 4 or 5 years that I've seen him. And it just seemed like he was unstoppable. Everything was dialed in. And, you know, I know he said he had to take some time off, obviously, because of what happened, but his crew stepped up and they worked on the truck and they did all these things. And I know, as somebody that's probably a part of his crew, that getting Keegan's truck ready and getting it ready for this Cup and not making him have to worry about a, you know, a single thing was probably something that was on their minds that they were looking at and was like, listen, we got to do this for Keegan as well. And so I think it was just a great combination of things to happen out of a very, very sad and unfortunate story. And I think that it really, you know, Keegan's a hometown hero in Crandon. And I think that's something that Crandon needed to heal as well. So, and like, I'm even getting more choked up about it, but I think that's what Crandon needed to help heal and move on and keep the legacy of Steve alive.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Like, it was just such a special moment, a special weekend. And I can guarantee you, like I said, you know, for those that tuned into the live stream, but Sunday evening, I guarantee you it was Sleeveless Sunday.
Oh my goodness. I think Keegan posted a photo on his Instagram of him punching like the punching bag thing. It says when you want to punch through Monday or when Monday suck or something like that, or, you know, or coming at you for you. So it was just cool. So I'm glad that Keegan got that. Like I said, I'm glad that the Sengel family got that, and I'm glad the city of Crandon got that.
Yeah. That being said, anybody that doesn't understand what Sleeveless Sundays is, I'm telling you, Labor Day Crandon, if you are back there, when the race wraps up, group therapy. All I needed to say is group therapy. And I actually mean the bar in Crandon. For those of you that are tuning in have no idea what we're talking about, there's a bar called Group Therapy in Crandon. That is the place you absolutely have to be Sunday night after the cup race wraps up, because you know, I it's one of those, I don't want to say like what happens in group therapy stays in group therapy, but let's just say it is definitely a good time, Tiff.
It is a good time. And the thing is, that's so cool. It's like, you don't really even have to drink, you know, like you don't have to drink. You can just be a part of it. And everybody's like, oh, you know, I don't want to drink, but it's just, it's group therapy. It's somewhere you go to make you feel good after a bad day or after a great win.
Yeah, for sure. You know, talking about some of the other races, I know, I mean, well, you know, I guess, you know, Crandon's kind of special too, because I think like on the West Coast, you know, we've got everything separated out where you got regionals and then we got the pro classes like Crandon and all the Midwest races. You also get like all the sportsman classes. And I know, you know, that's one of the things, like, I think with you, like you've really got this relationship with all the sportsman drivers, you know? And I think at one point we had, what was it, Nate Dogg, who won and proposed to his 8-year girlfriend, or girlfriend of 8 years, you know, right before the podium or something like that, and got engaged. Like there's so many rad, and we can't talk about every sportsman class, but like there's so many rad moments with the sportsman classes. And I think those guys, like, you know, and anybody will tell you that goes to Crandon, like everybody wants to talk about Keegan and the Greaves, you know, and obviously the cup races and pro twos and pro lights, but like these guys are the unsung heroes of Midwest short course. Like they are what makes it happen. You know, there's 300 entries at Crandon, and you know, 200 of them are the sportsman drivers. Like, you know, there's just so many rad moments that come out of that sportsman division. I don't think they make, you know, the big, you know, viral social media. You know, they don't make all the, you know, highlight clips and things like that. But like stories like Nate Dogg and so many others, Tiff, like to me, those are some of the raddest moments of Crandon. And I don't think a lot of people get to experience them unless they're actually there in person.
Oh, exactly. And then you got drivers, you know, like Joey Machocek, Diesel Shanick, Nick Bisser. And it's just kind of cool because they're great drivers and they're great in the class that they're in. And, you know, Diesel was telling me, because, you know, the whole T-Stone and T-Stone approved. Well, I gave, you know, Saturday I interviewed Diesel. He got second place. And, you know, that was great. And then when he left, I was like, oh, here, Diesel, I got, you know, some stickers. If you want them, you know, you're more than welcome to have these. He's like, I did. And then when I interviewed him on Sunday, he moved up and took the top spot. And he's like, honestly, Tiffany, I put one of your decals on my Jeep. And I think that's what made us win. And then like one of his crew members, you know, when he won, came up and put one of those stickers right there on the like right side of his chest, so I could be able to see it when I walked up. And it's just cool because I've always supported those guys since I've been there. You know, you do have a great relationship with them. So it's cool that, you know, they support me just as much as I support them.
Yeah. And, you know, that's it. Some of the personalities, I think, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was Diesel after that win on Sunday. Like I think he blew an engine in the race and still won. Like he had smoke billowing out of that thing. And, you know, he gets on the podium and you're doing the interview or something. And like, he's like, yeah, I talked to his spotter and said, should I pull over? You know? And he's like, oh, it's a junker. Just keep going or something like that. Like, you know, these people, they do their interviews and like, there's so many personalities there, and they had, you know, and they're so funny because, you know, you're not getting those cookie cutter TV interviews like these guys with, you know, the six figure sponsors have to give. Like, you're getting the real raw emotion there with these guys.
Yeah. And like, even in pro mod, one of the guys, Lance West, he was like, you know, I'm just a Southern boy. I've come from the South. He's like, I know you can hear the twang in my voice. And it was just really cool. You know, and even though that's still like pro mod, but like you're saying, it's just, they come with it. They say what they want to say, and it works, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm talking about UTVs. I want to mention, we'll talk a little bit about a couple of results. Obviously, CJ Greaves, you know, this kid is, you know, I mean, what more can we say about CJ? We all know how good he is in a Pro 4 and a UTV, you know. But, you know, I know he almost had that perfect season a couple of years ago, and I just saw what we saw at Crandon and, you know, the way he works his way through his field, the field and everything else. And, you know, I don't know what the deal is with CJ and that team. But they, it seems like, are just so much better in that pro stock class than everybody else, Tiff. Like, they just have it on point.
Oh, 100%. I think it's also just because they help build all the other ones, too. So if you're building and you know what you're doing and you're just fine-tuning and just getting everything dialed in as fast as you can, there's only so much. I mean, obviously, they're tuning their machines to what they want. But there's no denying that when you're hands-on, so much hands-on with yours and other people's and building them, that you're just going to get better and better. The machines are just going to get better and better, too.
Yeah. Well, and I think one of my favorite sound bites the whole weekend came from Kyle Chaney, who had, I believe, the sweep of the weekend there in Pro Mod. But, you know, he's up on the podium. I think it was day number one. And you and I mentioned it again on Sunday, and it was one of my favorite sound bites. He's like, yeah, he's like, short course, it isn't quite my forte. And you and I are like, we looked at each other and everything else. We're like, dude, like, you're just one Pro Mod, like the premier UTV division in short course. And he's had dominance. And he's just like, yeah, it's not my forte. I'm like, man, I would hate to race against Kyle Chaney and anything that was his forte. Like, to me, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, and that's, I don't know, and I'm agree with you, and you're like, what do you mean that's not your forte? Like, it's just because also we got to see him at King of the Hammers, we got to see him at Worlds, and when you're going out and racing those desert races, it's a lot of it different, and he comes from, you know, racing in the woods too. And so it's just, it's cool. But that just goes to show you Kyle Chaney's a great driver. He puts in the seat time.
Yeah. Well, and talking about Kyle Chaney being a great driver, another one we got to talk about, Christopher Pulverde, making his, you know, coming from the West Coast, you know, out here to Crandon. And, you know, Ryan Beat's a former world champ. You know, you've got the Kleimans there, Corey Kleiman. It's, you know, he's an amazing driver. He's taken all kinds of victories. Like, Pulverde and Pro Light, he had the field, like, licked. I mean, it was crazy. Even Ryan Beat's like, I don't know what happened. These guys, and Beat's beat him before. He's like, I don't know what happened, but he found something for that track at Crandon that nobody else in Pro Light has found. And, I mean, it was just dominance on his part. And I think it's got everybody a little bit nervous come Labor Day weekend because Pulverde, I mean, Tiff, that kid, he was on rails.
He was. And, you know, I got a chance to talk to him. And I'm not sure. Do you feel that when the West Coast guys come mid-season, they've shaken down their truck plenty of times, you know, they've dialed it in, is a little bit more, have a better advantage over some of the Midwest guys?
Yeah, you know what? It could be that, you know, because the West Coast guys have already got a few races under their belt. And, you know, some of the Midwest guys, this is probably their first race of the year. You know, it's like Kleiman. I mean, we know he's going to be a threat come Labor Day weekend. Like, you don't want to count, you know, Kleiman's out. But, you know, I also wonder, because the Pro Lights ended up running the short track both days. And I wonder, you know, if Pulverde's gearing was, because Beat has a phenomenal truck and so does Kleiman. I'm wondering if maybe their trucks were set up for the long course and running a different gear for those long stretches that are high speed. And I'm wondering if somehow Pulverde ran a different gear where, you know, that was more suited to that short course that they ran without running that outer loop. Because, I mean, he was just leaps and bounds faster than everybody else. And I could be totally wrong, but, you know, you look at both a guy like Kleiman and Beat who have won at Crandon, and when they get their butts kicked, and I mean, I love Ryan Beat. He's a close friend of mine, and Beat even said it on the podium. He's like, man, we got our butts kicked this weekend. Like, they literally, I don't know. Like, there had to have been something more going on there, you know, and I'm not taking anything away from the talent of Pulverde. This kid is really, really good. But, like, Tiff, that was crazy how fast he was.
No, he was. And don't get me wrong, you know, like you were saying, Ryan Beat, Kyle Kleiman, all the drivers are great drivers. And maybe you're right. Maybe they were doing that because Ryan even said, you know, it kind of sucks that they raced on the short course, that they are on the short track, that they didn't get to do the long track. And maybe his gearing was set up for the long straightaways, like you had mentioned as well. Like, maybe that's kind of where it was, because he was hoping to pick up some time. So who knows? I guess what ever, you know, time will tell, will be the fall 50th, because they'll have enough races underneath, enough time to get everything shaken down. So I think the 50th is really, really going to tell who's the best of the best.
Yeah, no, and, you know, talking about the 50th, you know, we haven't even really switched gears there, but I know, you know, Marty, the press release hasn't come out, but Marty actually made an announcement on the live stream, so we're safe to talk about it right now, that, you know, I think you and I both knew this was coming, but we were kind of had our tongues tied and we were, you know, gag order thing, but Marty says it and we can talk about it. Red Bull coming in, signature series event, you know, I think that they're bringing in, you know, a massive TV package, but also, you know, I think the purses are going to get bumped up a bit. Like, I mean, you know, that's big in itself, but then, you know, you talk, and I've talked around, it sounds like Rob McCracken's coming back, Brian Deegan, I've heard rumors Jeremy McGrath as well. Obviously, you've got all the Midwest regulars, Greaves, Kincaid, Bryce Menzies is coming back, RJ Anderson, we'll talk about him in a minute because he had a crazy weekend. But, like, it seems like, you know, I mean, you know, when they say everybody's coming back, you always go, oh, yeah, they say everybody. No, but it sounds like this year, legit, everybody is going back to Crandon.
Oh, I mean, I would come back to Crandon. It's the 50th. Why wouldn't you come back to Crandon? I think that even if you're not racing, you should be at Crandon. Even if you have nothing to do, the 50th is about to get crazy and wild.
Yeah, no, I think it is. I am so excited. I know I get to roll in on, I think I'm rolling in on Thursday. I don't know. You're going to roll in. When are you rolling? I've even heard rumors about possible some legends coming back, and they're actually going to have like a legends class and something. So, like, I've heard all kinds of fun stuff that, guys that maybe haven't raced in 5-10 years actually coming out of retirement to race in like in a certain division, you know? So I think it's, I think this is going to be – I think some of the announcements between now and Labor Day, it's really, really going to get people fired up.
Well, I think I know some things too, Jim, that you may not know. And I think if I know them, and I think that they're pretty exciting, that maybe off air I'll tell you what it is. But I'm really excited for possibly who may be coming to hang out that's not a driver.
Well, that will definitely be fun. You know, Crandon always brings, whether it be like, I mean, all kinds of celebrities. I know last year we had guys from Storage Wars and like reality. Like, it's just one of those places they call, you know, I don't know, they call it the Burning Man of off-road. It's like a Woodstock. Like, it's just like, it's like you said, it's an experience. Like, even if you, I hate to say this, even if you don't like racing at all, you will still like Crandon. And I don't know who's listening to this podcast who would actually hate racing, but like it's that type of thing. It's like the Indy 500. There's people who go to the Indy 500, never actually watch the race. They just go to the Snake Pit and hang out, drink, party, listen to concerts. Like, you know, and I hate to say that, but Crandon, there literally is something for everyone at Crandon.
100%. And you have to still check out Jurassic Park. And we've talked about Jurassic Park plenty of times. So if you haven't heard about it, listen to previous episodes about Jurassic Park, or just go visit and you'll know exactly what we mean.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we got anything else we need to close out on here before we wrap up this Crandon recap tiff? I think we've touched on a little bit of everything. I don't know. We didn't – I mean – it was kind of crazy, you know, because normally we have all kinds of fun stories, like, after the fact. Like, we go out to dinner to the bars with some people, and, like, we've always got these fun stories. I felt like you and I were so pinned this weekend with work. Like, I don't want to say we didn't have fun, because we always have fun. You know what I mean? But I feel like we were legit pinned with work from start to finish, you know?
Oh, 100%. The crazy thing about all of that, though, is, like, it seemed long after the fact, but it didn't seem like it was a long day. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just because we love what we do. So it kind of flew by. But then next thing we know, we're like, oh, okay, well, it's 7:30 now on Saturday. And we've, you know, we're not done yet.
I will say we found a pretty rad place in Rhinelander that we didn't know about, a restaurant that we went into. And it was like one of those, like, you walk in there and I didn't know what kind of food, because it said some kind of like pub or something like that on the outside. I was thinking like deep fried food and whatever. And at that point, I think none of us cared, me, you, and, you know, Drew and you know, our crew. And we go in there and it was like fine dining in Rhinelander. We're like, whoa, like, all right, I'm feeling this, you know?
No, exactly. And it worked out, and it was just awesome. So yeah. I'm excited, and I kind of want to tell people about it, but I don't want to tell people about it because then they'll know where the really good restaurant is.
Exactly. One other note before we wrap things up. We did learn. We know that there's at least two video stores still in existence where you can go and rent DVDs. One is in Bark River, Escanaba. The other one is in Rhinelander. And note to self, they sell not only DVDs but CBD products. It's funny. It's like, yeah, we've got DVDs in CBD. And I'm like, how is that like a thing? Like, you know, like to me, it's like, I'm like, really, out of like two things you'd put together anywhere in any kind of store, I'm like, CBD and DVDs. Like, to me, it was such a random pairing, you know?
Oh, 100%. And the best is, like, later on I thought about it, I was like, so is this like the older version of Netflix and chill? It's still rent DVDs and take CBD oil.
CBD and DVD. Yeah, I'm going to go get, a copy of, you know, some Will Ferrell comedy, and let's get some CBD while I'm at it. Like, I like, who does it? Saturday Night Fun, right? CBD and I don't know. Like, I was just like so random. And all of us, there was three of us, and we all saw the same sign. We're like, what is going on here? It was like, really? Like, I don't know. Oh, yeah. Wisconsin backwoods. You got to love it. Tiff, I don't know, man. So where are you heading next before we let you go? I think, you got Idaho up next, right, ARA?
Yep, we are heading to Idaho this weekend. I'm kind of excited. It's cool because it's all in, like, one little, not little area, but it's not, we're not driving to stages so far. But I'm excited. Things are getting pretty cool about it. And, you know, new things are happening. So it gets a little more exciting each time because I'm really starting to get a feel for what's going on. So I'm pretty pumped about it.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. It seems like every rally you learn something new, you learn a little bit more. You know, it's like you're going to be like this veteran, like, stage rally analyst by the end of the season or something. You're going to be like spitting off like your A-game like lines and all this other stuff. So kind of looking forward to that T-Stone coming out. You just be like, you know, throwing all these crazy facts and stuff at me.
I hope so, because that would be awesome.
All right, Tiff, thanks for calling into the show. Always a good time, and I don't know, I'm sure we'll have you next week on one of the shows.
Awesome. Talk to you soon.
Go check out MyMedic.com for the best first aid kits on the planet and save 15% with discount code JimBeaver. Again, MyMedic.com, discount code JimBeaver, and save 15%. It's cheaper than a funeral.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next cat-back exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
And that's all we've got this week on the Full Parts Down and Dirty Show Off-Road Edition, powered by Polaris Razor. Don't forget this week, check out the other show, the Down and Dirty National Show, also powered by Polaris Razor and sponsored by Four Wheel Parts. You can check it out on iTunes, TuneIn, and national syndications on Saturdays and Sundays, or on the website anytime, downanddirtyshow.com. Got Steve Arpin, Ryan Turk, and some power rankings this week. And then also on Project Action on Podcast One, subscribe to that one as well. We've got my good friend Ryan Turk once again. This one is going to be a director's cut interview. That entire interview is about 30 minutes long. Can't slide it all into a national slot. So you know what? Project Action listeners, you get the thing uncut. Definitely check it out. Thank you guys for tuning in. It is always a pleasure to do radio for you guys. Look forward to it each and every week. Podcast, radio, and everything else, man. You guys have been massive supporters of this show for a very, very, very long time. And seriously, I could not do it without you guys. I feel blessed and honor to be able to do television like I do, to be able to do radio, podcasts, everything else. And you guys are massively supportive. I walk around Crandon, I get people come up to me telling me, hey, Jimmy, love the show. And I tell you what, man, that definitely is what keeps me going. So just once again, want to tell you guys thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Make sure and check out our good friends at Dirtfish. Use the coupon code JBDirtFish. It'll get you 15% off of Dirtfish. My Medic is coupon code is Jim Beaver. That'll get 15% off the best first aid kits on the planet. Thanks to Polaris, General Tire, obviously Four Wheel Parts, My Medic, Vision Wheel, Gibson, Dirtfish, Moto Shield Pro, Super ATV, and all of you once again for tuning in every single week. We'll be back next time with some more Off-Road Edition. Sounds like my good friend Ryan Thomas. Yes, Ryan Thomas. He's got a podcast called Baja Sessions. He's going to be on next week talking about the beauty of Baja, the off-road trails, the experience down in Baja. It's a little bit different flavor, not a racer next week. We're going to be talking about the off-road culture in Mexico. Definitely looking forward to that one. Thank you, guys. See you next week.
4WP is more than a store. We're truck and Jeep experts and have been for over 50 years. From wheel and tire upgrades to full custom builds, 4WP has you covered. Whether you want to order the best parts online or shop in store, do the work yourself, or get it done by a pro, all roads lead to 4WP. Do your rig right. Shop online or find your store at 4WP.com.